Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Two Illinois lawmakers say they were not involved in the opening of two state-run migrant shelters on Chicago's South Side. State Representative Angelica Guerrero-Cuellar runs a district near Midway Airport. She says the new shelter is near a dangerous avenue where drag racing happens at night. She says her district already has a migrant shelter and residents have complained about trash.
There is a lot of hatred towards the migrant demographic. You're putting this particular demographic in danger because you're not prepping the community surrounding the shelter. It's unfair to the residents who live there, and it's unfair to these individuals coming in.
A state spokesperson says Guerrero, Cuellar, and other lawmakers were fully briefed about the shelter plans. Starting Monday, undocumented immigrants in Illinois can get standard driver's licenses. The new licenses will replace the temporary visitor's driver's licenses, or TVDLs, that undocumented residents can currently use. Fred So is senior policy counsel for the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He says TVDLs were a good first step, but they look different, and they inadvertently put targets on people's backs.
The TVDL became somewhat of an indicator that someone is undocumented, and that's particular, you know, connotation could be used or misused in various ways.
Roughly 300,000 people have temporary licenses, and many can upgrade to the new licenses automatically. They will not be valid as federal IDs. Chicago Public Schools acknowledged yesterday that hundreds of support staff were laid off this month. Aides and others who work alongside teachers say sacrificing their positions will hurt students. Edward Ward's job was to reduce suspensions and make the school where he worked more peaceful.
Look at the people who are doing the work on the ground, in the streets, and they say you're disposable because we lack the fiscal dexterity to balance a simple budget. But I'm here to remind you, the work I do, the work we do, we are not disposable, and you've made a huge mistake.
CPS says these layoffs were the result of decisions by principals. Overall, they say spending at schools will be the same or increase in the fall, despite the need for cuts in the face of a budget deficit. A year after taking Connor Bedard first overall, the Chicago Blackhawks will be on the clock early once again as they have the second pick in tonight's NHL draft. Most experts agree the Hawks' decision is down to two prospects, defenseman Artyom Levchinov out of Michigan State and forward Ivan Demidov from Russia. They also hold the 18th pick. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says it could be used as a trade chip for a veteran.
That's what they're going to need. When you have such a young core, if you don't have enough established players around these players, you don't win. And they don't want to go into another season where they're picking second in the draft again because they had a poor season.
The first round of the draft starts at 6 p.m. Rounds 2 through 7 will be held tomorrow, starting at 10:30 a.m. Some other things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling for a federal investigation into what caused a sinkhole to open in a park in downstate Alton, near St. Louis. Pritzker is asking the Office of Mine Safety and Health Administration to look into the collapse, which his office says was due to past mining operations in the area. The sinkhole swallowed part of an athletic field this week, with no injuries reported. The Chicago Teachers Union has announced its endorsements for the first ever school board election. There are 10 voting districts. The powerful union is endorsing one candidate each in 9 districts and a total of 2 candidates for the last. About half of those endorsed are former or current educators. Some are unsurprising, like G2 Brown, an activist who has fought with CTU against school closings. The 47 candidates running had until Monday to file their nominating papers. Election day is November 5th. Today's weather, we'll experience steady rain this morning with a high of 78 degrees, and tomorrow we're expecting rain in the morning and a high of 87. That's it for now. Later today, we hear from the Peachtree Rascals. They're just wrapping up a 19-show tour in 27 days. They tell Nudia Hernandez about their song that went viral on TikTok in 2020, Mariposa. That's at 1 p.m. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.